track 6, a nutcracker with a Cuban flair. As autumn approaches, the Norwich Theatre team and dance legend Carlos Acosta are busy developing a Christmas show with a twist.
With the summer sun warming the Norwich Theatre Royal Building, you would never guess that inside is a full-blown Christmas wonder being developed by the Norwich Theatre team and dance legend Carlos Acosta. Alongside them is a troupe of dancers from Acosta Danza and their junior company, Acosta Danza Junior, who are practising their choreography for the dance spectacle Carlos Acosta's Nutcracker in Havana, a Cuban take on the much-loved classical ballet. But how do you actually go about weaving the Cuban spirit into this traditional, well-loved Christmas ballet? Well, if there was a recipe, you would say step one is to find a visionary dance legend, says Norwich Theatre Chief Executive and Creative Director Stephen Crocker. There is no doubt that Carlos, who spent much of his career as a principal dancer in classical ballet companies, would have got to know the Nutcracker extremely well. I think for Carlos, this has really been his passion. He has grown to really want to live out his Cubanness through how he creates work with Acosta Danza, Stephen continues. I have always bought into that vision since he first talked to me about it during lockdown, and we have gradually assembled the right people to support him. For Stephen, representing another version of Christmas is something he feels passionate about. The story of the Nutcracker is a universal one. It is about hope, childhood, and the magic of Christmas. By transporting that to another continent with a different culture and people who look different, you allow the magic to connect with people in different ways. Talking to Stephen, you cannot help but catch the infectious energy of this show, which was inspired by and captures the soul of Carlos's homeland. We want people to see the Nutcracker story, but be immersed in the amazing city of Havana. Looking at the design, including the costumes, set, music and projections, you are transported to the heart of Cuba. Composer Pepe Gabilondo orchestrated the Tchaikovsky score to evoke the sounds and music you would hear walking around the city of Havana. The set is truly beautiful. It starts in a humble Cuban countryside dwelling and then transforms into the dance halls of Havana and a grand staircase. To my knowledge, this is the first Nutcracker to have a fully functioning car on the stage, Stephen explains, as he guides us through the set design. There is a lot to see. The stage is full of dancers and beautiful props and sets, all intermingled with some incredible projections taken from Carlos Acosta's biopic, Yuli. For Carlos, the costumes needed to reflect the Caribbean, so the show commissioned costume designer Angelo Alberto. This is clearly second nature for Angelo, who was a Caribbean artist himself, hailing from the island of Curaçao. The costumes are strikingly full of rich, lush colours that transports you to the region. The traditional Nutcracker opulence with tutus and point shoes is juxtaposed with Cuban dress, including military jackets for the soldier. The Nutcracker becomes a mambi, a soldier who fought for Cuba's independence from Spain, who dons a traditional mambi's costume. Instead of carrying a rifle, he will carry a Cuban sword, which looks rather like a machete. Traditional ballet fans need not worry. This is still the story of the Nutcracker that we all know and love. I want to assure you, you are going to see the Nutcracker in this with a little bit of a twist, says Stephen. It is balletic at its core, but in the spirit of Cuban cool, it does loosen itself up. There is a fantastic moment where the corps de ballet turns into a conga line. There aren't many versions of the Nutcracker in which you can tap along, but this is one of them. The Norwich Theatre, co-producing and touring this piece with Valid Production, is a massive undertaking, but marks an ambition that has been realised. When we launched our new strategy, we pledged that we included originating and co-originating, and this true has really made that a reality, says Stephen. It is easy to think that this is Carlos Acosta's show, but it has Norwich Theatre written all over it, and the show will be made in Havana and Norwich. To then take that show out on tour with Norwich written all through its DNA like a stick of rock is really special and is absolutely a first for this organisation and for Norwich and for Norfolk. Throughout the theatre, you can feel a sense of excitement building for open night in Norwich on November 1st. I can't wait, says Stephen. I know people are really excited to see how Carlos tells this story and are excited to see what Acosta Danza do with it. It is not often you get a new Nutcracker, so I think the dance world is intrigued. Let's keep that intrigue and wow them with it. Carlos Acosta's Nutcracker in Havana makes its world premiere at Norwich Theatre Royal from November 1st to 3rd, before embarking on a UK tour, including a week-long run at London South Bank in December. To book online, visit norwichtheatre.org.